Hit the little shit.
We back. We in. We in now.
Damn, this is it. What's it feel like?
I mean, it's cool. it's different. It's the different.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I just feel like I gotta take these steps now.
It's the radio station at your house.
Your radio station. Damn. You're not at our time change,
are you,
bro.
Are you comfortable with the radio station? I've worked in radio too.
Like, so you like somebody like when I do interviews and stuff?
Yeah, just like, the whole environment. Like there's eight people around you.
I don't know. And like, you know, because they expecting you to deliver something, then you got to get your point across. And
yeah.
There's so many elements to doing a radio interview. So I don't ever feel comfortable.
It's the most annoying pressure for comedians. Because they're like, hey, do your little thing, but right here in our format.
Right.
Like, wait, I don't know what
then
the fuck.
You got to come through because you got to promote these seven shows you got this
weekend. Yeah. And it's like, make or break. If I don't make it, people aren't coming to my show. It's Dang. A terrible deal.
Yeah, that is terrible. I don't think I ever get comfortable.
That's why this is better. You call the shots.
Yeah, I call the shots. And we're going to do it like I want to do it. I don't know. Know what I'm saying? Podcast. Hey, man. It's your boy, Jeff Shelley. Hey, first episode. It feel cool. I guess it's cool.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. I got to get used to it, but, you know, welcome to the Know What I'm Saying podcast. Should I say Know What I'm Saying show or Know What I'm Saying podcast?
I think I like that you don't know. Let's keep it both.
Know What I'm Saying. Look, do you know what I'm saying? It's a Houston slang. It's really a down south slang. Know What I'm Saying. Know What I'm Saying? You know how when people get in that long conversation mode, they can say, know what I'm saying? That's when you move around. When somebody start saying, know what I'm saying? Move around, because they finna give you some whole bullshit. So, know what I'm saying means, do you understand me? Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Do you know what's going on? You know what I'm saying? You got to move around, know what I'm saying? Because these people, you know, when somebody say that, move around, because something finna go down. You know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Hey, man, hey. If you're watching this, I appreciate you watching this right now. But look, check this out, man. I'm Jeff Shelley. I'm the host. You know what I'm saying? We finna, y'all just gonna get all of me. Pause. I'm just gonna get all of me. Ain't no hoes barred. I'm gonna be talking about anything. Everything I wanna talk about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how we gonna do it. Hold on before you talk. I wanna bring you up right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, this is the first episode. And for the first episode, I'm just starting this podcast, right? And right now, I'm sitting with the person I started with when I first started doing comedy. He ain't no comedian. He always been behind the camera, you know? So when we first started doing our YouTube, we was doing many movies. When we first, this is what, seven, eight years ago? Yeah. Say almost 8 years ago. We started doing Instagram together. Man, we started all entertainment together. But the crazy part is, we've been knowing each other before that. And I'm going to tell you how I met him. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you how I met him. In high school, right?
Yeah.
See, right now, he got a bachelor's degree, and he got a master's degree.
Know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? So, just because he got that, that don't mean his. What I'm trying to say is, he wasn't always like that. He wasn't always a schoolboy. He was a straight thug, gangster. You feel me? Like, I'm talking about he punching on anybody for no reason. This in middle school.
He wasn't for
you
no
got
reason.
Kicked out. You got kicked out of middle school, right?
Yeah, I got kicked out sixth grade.
He got kicked out.
Eighth grade, Wilch.
Hey, this all in middle school though. In middle school.
Then ninth grade, Madison.
So you got kicked out in ninth grade?
Yeah, but bro took the case, so I got
See,
back.
He
in.
Got cases. He got a master's degree, but and he got cases. You know what I'm saying? So, but
trying to get them expunged right now.
If somebody out there, you know, can do that, you know, get at us. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so in high school, everybody was pretty much scared of him. You know,
They weren't scared.
They were scared of you, bro. They were scared of you. Come on, bro. I know. I know. I'm telling you from the outside looking in. Cause okay. when I first seen you, I ain't know you. We just had mutual homeboys.
Yeah.
Something like that, though.
Yeah.
Something like that. We had mutual homeboys, and I'm from the hood. Even though I don't call myself tough just because I'm from the hood, I don't call myself a gangster just because I'm from the hood, because I did drill team. I was in Boy Scout. I'm talking about it. I used to do drill team. We used to practice in the middle of the neighborhood. I'm talking about everybody outside selling drugs, fighting. I'm in the middle of the street marching.
Middle of the water,
six though. People marching. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't give a damn because, you know, that's what I enjoyed at the time.
That's good, though, yeah. Bro. That's rare. That's
yeah, rare. It is rare. But I what I'm saying is I know I wasn't no gangster. I wasn't none of that. I just know I knew how to enjoy myself and be me at all times. So in high school, when I actually started seeing him, he was in this clique called Calabo Mall,
baby.
Calabo Mall. And, you know, I was really one of the original members.
Stop it. Like,
for real, look, I'm going to tell you this.
I started 8th grade, summer going into 9th grade.
I started the same year.
What is Calabo Mall? Where does the name come from?
Just a lot of people from a lot of different hoods.
Different neighborhoods collab together. Yeah, that's just it's a lot of, yeah.
We all met at Matters.
So I'm going to tell you this, though. This is when we first started, when K Sterling.
Damn, caught that K.
Well, I'm talking about, remember they went and bust the windows at Old Girl House, Antoinette? I don't know shit. I mean,
and then the uncle and shit,
she
and
doing
then
good and like shit on me and stuff like that, huh?
You gonna tell him who she is?
Nah. Check this out though. So that's when I'm really an original.
Stop touching me, bro.
I ain't gonna touch you. See, y'all, he wanna be tough now.
That's your fourth time. I know
women love a gangster, but they don't wanna see. They don't wanna hear it all the time.
Nigga, I like women touching me.
You right, goddamn. You right. My boy married too. I forgot to say that. But
yes, sir.
Shout out to Princess.
What's up, Boogie?
So I used to see him. Everybody used to, we played football, so we used to be in the locker rooms. We used to be in the hallways.
Man, this is how I met this nigga.
Let me tell you. I'm gonna get to the story. He used to go around to. He used to be loud. I'm talking about.
That
he
was in
still,
them clubs though.
Yeah, in the clubs. I'm talking about at school where I remember. He used to walk around the locker room. Calabo Mall. What he do? Anybody want it? Can get it? Calabo Mall. Everybody like, man, this nigga crazy. Like, why he act like that? So what I did, I offset it. I don't think he ever seen nobody do this to him before. So what I used to do when I used to walk in the locker room, I used to do the same shit. Collab Omar, let's get it. I'm talking about I used to mark him. I used to sound like him. Everybody used to laugh at that shit. And from that point, we got cool as hell. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't think he ever seen nobody just like, I wasn't trying to stand up to him. I was just like, bro,
I like people who be themselves, bro. Just cause I was a little more active with the other side of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't mean that I'm not a goofy person. Yeah. Don't mean that I'm not a understanding person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I seen you doing that, walking around, dead in, collab on more. I'm like, this nigga crazy, bro. But then I'm like, man, he cool. He being him.
I was being me. So from that point on, we got cool.
Yeah.
Then we end up moving by each other.
Yeah.
We end up staying.
The lick with me.
Oh, yeah. No. We're going to get to that. Yeah, we're going to get to that. Yeah,
Hey, bro, my bad.
Yeah, we're going to get to it.
We ain't going
to
even talk about that.
But we might not need to talk about it. He still don't know.
He know.
You think he know?
Yeah,
this is where editing comes in hand.
No, this ain't no edit. This ain't no edit.
It is what it is.
I mean, you
bro
know.
Bro came to my house the next day. Hey, bro, you do that.
I'm going to tell you how we got into that situation in a minute. But I'm just saying, everybody used to be scared of him. And I was actually able to, like, you know what I mean, for you to show your unserious side.
Yeah.
That when we start hanging, he started to loosen up. You started because I used to be the one that was talking to everybody. I know them.
I knew everybody. I was active, but I had to know you to chop it over.
But so you used. I know you had that mind frame of like, man, these dudes suckers, bro.
See, it turned into that. See, like freshman year, bro, I wasn't like that. I had my brother in them now. You know, I had Braden them, Fred them, all the dudes who act like me, quote unquote. The dudes I ran with, you know, the ones who was into all the stuff I was into, they was all seniors just so happened to be. And so I was cool with them. I was, you know, I was the young one around them laughing and joking. And, but then when that next year, once they left, and then it was my class, I had to get to know the people in my class per se. It was like, man, these niggas, he're kind of slow. Yeah. Let's just say that. Because
you're used to a higher level.
I always did what my older brother did. He 3 years older than me. So everything he did, I did. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I always wanted to be around him. So I did whatever he did and whatever his homeboys did. So by the time, you know, that three years is a big difference when you talking about from 11 to 14. So right. By the time I was 14, I was already 17, if that
right,
makes sense.
Right.
Like mentally with the things I was doing, like smoking weed and doing this and doing that. So by the time the people my age started doing it, it was like, man, that shit kind of old.
That's old,
you know,
yeah.
Like, y'all kind of slow. Yeah. It wasn't, but dealing with you and Astro and, you know, Spank and like that, like, I always, all my partners
Marvin.
Were, Marvin Wilson products. But all my homeboys that hung around, they didn't act like, the ones my age, they didn't act like that. They were right. Cool, calm, you know, humorous people, you know, just chill people. And they connected with that side of me, basically, I should say. And yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, I mean, when you say growing up with, you know, fast, we basically grew up fast.
Yeah, too fast, bro.
Too fast. So that means when you grow up too fast, and almost every neighborhood, real hood around the country, like, you got to jump off the porch. When I say jump off the porch, I mean, you might start having to pay bills at goddamn me 10 years old. You know what I'm saying? Mama,
you know, man, you jumped off the porch, though? Man, I ain't going to lie. I was at CP 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and I thought we jumped off the porch fast in South Park. See, I'm going to just say this. Like, I loved Herm Clark. Like, we moved to the West. I'm from South Park. We moved to the West.
The Southwest.
Yeah, the Southwest.
Yeah.
It was, like, West Alport, Braeswood, that area. It was just too much going on.
Yeah.
Like it was too much. Like, it was 1,000 apartments, just too much going on. The hood was kind of too grimy at that time. But it was love, but it was a lot of other shit going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Clark, it was like that sweet spot. You know, it was, you had the
Goldilocks.
Yeah, you had the hood stuff. It moved a little faster and then the hood with the fashion at the time. Like, when we moved to the Clark, like, damn, you don't only got to buy shoes.
Yeah, you got to buy everything. You got to buy wash and dry. You got to buy socks, shoes, toupee.
We had some cool shoes, but we was wearing uniforms.
Man, let me tell you something, bro. Shout out to Steve Francis. But Steve Francis is some goddamn hooping shoes. It's some basketball shoes. My mama bought me 4 pair to wear to school. And I ain't played no goddamn basketball. Last time I played basketball with AAU, and I had the biggest goddamn jersey number 99. Yeah. I had the biggest goddamn uniform, and I was the only goddamn person that paid to play on the goddamn team. R.P. Coach Phillips, I love you to death, but damn, you hold me on this.
Yeah. I play with the tall heels with Tom and them.
Hey, shout out, goddamn me, Charles Sims, Chad, Mike Randall, Tommy, the number one point guard, and goddamn
Roderick was playing back then.
Roderick was playing, yeah. But we graduated.
Yeah,
we graduated.
Before we graduated.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna tell you about this time. So, I told y'all in the beginning of the podcast. Look, I'm not a gangster. I just grew up in the hood. I grew up around some real people, like for real. But I grew up. So when growing up, I just knew I wasn't that. Like, I knew I don't like taking punches. I knew I couldn't sell no damn drugs. I knew Man, I just knew everything that I didn't want to do. My daddy was on goddamn me drugs. Yeah. I knew I didn't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? I just followed the trends of getting tattoos, earrings. I wanted a grill because I ain't really had no inspiration in the house. Mm. Not saying I ain't look up to nobody. It's just I didn't want to be like nobody in the house. You know, so I looked to everybody around me. So that's the only thing I did. You know what I'm saying? Like the tattoos and all that stuff. But when I get to high school,
hold on, that's crazy. You know, I don't have not one tattoo.
But I'm for the say, but this is crazy. You ain't got not one tattoo, but you got a couple felonies though, right?
Yeah.
You bad in the motherfucker in high school, right?
Yeah, nah. I was misunderstood.
Bro, you was bad, bro.
Misunderstood.
I wasn't this way. I had to come in your life and calm you down, bro.
Isn't that kind of funny? The dude's like, you'd expect to have tattoos? He's like, not one. I don't even have one. And Jeff's like, I need these.
I'm trying to fit in. Because that's all I was trying to do.
But you know what's crazy, bro, as far as the felony stuff? I caught my first felony case in college.
Oh, yeah. I was with you, too. Right? Was I?
No.
No, I came that, in. No, hold on. Wait, let's get to this. So, boom. Like, I'm not none of that. But I get to high school, meet somebody like him. I'm talking about he from the part where they this is what they do. You know what I mean? That's the old you. They was stealing. They was robbed. They was doing all of that. So one day, you know what I mean? Like we together and we with somebody else. And like me, I'm genuine. I really rock with who I was with. This particular day, nigga, you was ungenuine.
I didn't fuck with him, honestly. At that time, I grew to fuck with him.
Yeah, right. So.
This is so exciting.
So look, boom, we in the car. I'm in the back seat.
I was in the back.
You was in the front seat, bro.
No, you was in the front
seat. I was in the front seat. Yeah, so I'm in the front seat. We riding around with him, you know what I mean? And like, we cool, going around the city. Oh, we was around, going around the neighborhood. We chopped it up. Man, I miss high. Was it after high school?
This was after high school, bro.
This had to be after high school.
Nah, this was senior year, because we was
still all right, senior year, boom. It had to be the weekend, because we riding around free, because we went to school.
Yeah.
We wasn't going to skip school.
But you know, senior year, it was more.
It was half day. So, boom. We riding around. We both had phones and stuff like that. We riding around. And I already know his mindset. I already know what's on your mind. I already know what he want to do. But I don't think you want to do it on him. Like, I don't think it was this time. Like, I'm in the front seat. Didn't you text me? Right?
Probably so.
You send me a text. I'm looking at it. I'm like, what? You wanna get him later on? Because yeah. back in the day when you had a car, as the N-dashes was hot, meaning it was a car stereo that had the screen on it. That was popular 2009, 2010. Yeah, it was popular. So he had that. He had a little job. He was working and stuff like that. Good dude, bro. He's still a good dude to this day.
Bless you, bro.
He's still
really
my brother.
A good dude,
he's still
bro.
Like to this
that
day.
That was my bad, bro.
Yeah, there's your bad.
I got you.
So boom. He dropped us off. As soon as we get out of the car, he say, man, We gonna rob him tonight. And I'm like, I wanted money so bad. You know what? I'm down, bro. I'm gonna do it too. Fuck it. I want in. You know what I'm saying? I'm hyping myself. I go home, I'm hyping myself up to actually go do this shit. You know what I mean? I lay out my all black, my black shirt, my black pants, my black shoes. I went and bought a black bandana. I'm ready. I'm finna rob something. For real, I'm finna rob something. So boom, it get nighttime. And I start thinking about the consequences. I start thinking about like, man, this ain't me. That was earlier, Jeff. That was earlier me. Like, I got a whole new mindset.
You got caught up in the moment.
I got, yo, like hell no, nah, I'm different now. So, time passed. All I hear is a knock on the window. Boom, 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 boom. I'm wired up. As soon as I hear that knock, I turn off all the lights and get under the cover, act like I'm asleep. I come to the window like, wait, what's up, bro? What's up? He say, man, we still riding? I say, man, I'm tired as hell right now. He said, man, just give me your backpack, man.
I needed a backpack.
Man, Man, the next morning I woke up, man, that nigga had, you had all type of shit in your bag, bro. I was like, give me some of that shit. He was like, nope, you ain't right. You ain't hit the lick with me. I was like, damn, I'm still ain't hitting your licks with you. But now the old boy showed up to your house, right?
Yeah, the next day, everybody knew what I was doing back then. He came to my, hey, bro, you know, man. I'm like, nah, bro. I was in my drawers. Like, nah, bro, you tripping, bro.
I'm asleep. You know what I'm saying? But, nah, I mean, everybody grow from that. You know what I mean? We I ain't go to college. You end up going to college.
Yeah.
How they went? How they go?
Man, it was cool. It was a great experience. It was something I needed, bro. It was something I needed. I went to college at a time where, like, one of my childhood friends, bro, Lil Kenny, bro, R.I.P. Like, the week I'm about to go to college type shit, like, my homeboy get, like, murdered.
That's the one that got killed they left him in the truck, right?
Yeah, they found, from what I hear, they found my boy in the car. Like, it's so crazy because me and Lil Kenny, like, we went to kindergarten together. Like, our kindergarten graduation, we sung R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly. You know, like, we was, I believe, at Thomas. We, I believe. And what's so crazy, I give you this dynamic. What's so crazy about that is, Lakina was the type of person, bro, like, he was a good dude. He just got turned into something else. And then once he turned, he went all the way there.
Right.
Like, Lakina was the one, nigga, I remember the whole class couldn't go on a field trip. Lakina was... He could go. It was like three people that could go on the field trip because everybody else was too bad. He was one of the people that could go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, at that time, like, going through shit, I was, like, the leader of the clique. You know, like I told you, I had an older brother, so I was always a little more advanced doing bad stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's what older brothers teach you.
Yeah. So, and to see him pass and stuff, like, to get murdered, bro, in our own neighborhood, you know, It kind of messed with me, bro. So I went, and then before that, my people, Terrence Williams, Magic T got killed. It was like close people to me that I had genuine love for. Like T was one of my like I looked up to T. You know what I'm saying? Right. He played football. Like he was one of the reasons I wanted to play football, bro. Like, I always used to tell him, bro, come to my game. He like, bro, if you ain't starting, you ain't going off.
Right.
T was cold. Like, bro, you know, like, cold, like man, bro, T was so cold, bro. He was like Sean Taylor, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Sean Taylor, bro. Like, I'm telling you, safety, like, Sean Taylor type shit. And I always wanted him to come to one of my games. And then it was, like, junior year. I end up, it was senior year. We was playing, was it junior year? It was junior year. I ended up catching a case. I caught a case.
You missed the biggest game of...
No, that was senior.
Of high school career. We played at Reliance and NRG against Paraland. And we was on primetime TV.
Bro. Holy shit. I was the starting wheel linebacker, bro.
No, you wasn't. I was the starting wheel linebacker. Y'all might not believe it.
Bro, you was not starting
the wheel linebacker. I'm the same size, wheel legs and all. Yeah. Goddamn me, wheel linebacker. If anybody know about football, wheel linebacker, you got to be a big motherfucker to play wheel linebacker.
But you got
to
be a mover
Let me tell you something.
Who that was?
I see why I didn't play Will linebacker for the rest of the year. I'm talking about every play. I'm talking about 6'6", white boy, black boy
coming down on me.
I'm seeing 7, 8, 15 people at a time because I'm so dizzy. But anyway, finish your story, bro.
I end up catching the case with Lil Man. He played on the team too. Right. And Cartwright. He used to play on the team. Goddamn. We all catch a case the week before the game. That week before our first game. So I on that Friday night, we had a scrimmage that Saturday rising. I catch a case that night. I'm in jail. I get out like Tuesday. I come to school. Coach like, son, where have you been? I was in jail. They, well, your ass ain't playing. They put my boy Matt on JV for the rest of the year. They told me if I wasn't a senior, I would be on JV. I'm like, I didn't get to play again really until damn near the playoffs, bro. So I did some dumb shit.
So when you get to college, you start seeing all your childhood homeboys getting killed, and you was just thinking like, damn, if I was there, I probably would have been.
If I didn't escape to Herm Clark, bro, I would have been dead. Honestly.
Yeah.
If I didn't escape to Herm Clark, I would have just been.
You, not only you escaped to Herm Clark, but you went to college, though.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, that was the start of my path to college.
So what happened when you get to college? What happened?
So I get to college, bro. I'm doing my thing. Like, it's going.
What's
down.
Your thing?
I went to Stephen F. Austin University, the oldest town in Texas. Nagado.
Wait. Let's bring it back. I want to point this out, and then we can still continue this story. Throughout all, he just told y'all everything he used to do in high school. But you every test, the test to get out of the, 11th grade?
Yeah. 12th,
you did commended performance?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, he got cases.
3 points.
But he commended on everything.
Yeah.
How was his SAT?
My SAT was good. I only took it once. I can't remember the numbers, but I had a live SAT.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it would have been live if I would have took it junior year. Cause by senior year, we didn't really have no more schoolwork. So
what I'm saying is,
I was smart.
That's what I'm saying. This just bring up another topic. Like, we're gonna get back to the college thing, but how can somebody so smart
be so dumb?
Nah, I ain't gonna say dumb. You can't say dumb.
I'm gonna tell you dumb.
I think it come from us growing up with no guidance.
Yeah, that's part of it.
It's all because when you're smart, you're like, I'm just gonna be better at being bad.
That's the dumb part.
It enhanced your badness.
That's the dumb part. See, what? Okay, let me give you my story, bro. This is how I started. See, I was really good, bro. Came to move to the Clark. I was going to dial in sixth grade. I caught my first case.
Clark ain't
grade.
Make you bad though.
No, bro. I'm gonna tell you. I caught my first case sixth grade, bro, for something I didn't do.
Damn.
Yeah. A girl said I kicked in between the legs. This is how dumb it is. And then what's crazy about it? The sixth grade principal, Miss Harris. How you doing? She
Ms.
used
Harris
to
sound fine.
Nah, she was old. Like she was the principal of my elementary school. Like,
she came up with you.
Yeah, she to another side of town and everything. Like, so what's crazy is I get arrested and then they just like no investigation, just I'm going to jail. The chick said this. And this is what set me on the path to even more being a good bad guy, quote unquote. I went to CEP. When I went to CEP, like I was telling you, dudes from 4-4, you got 4-4, you got the north side. Places I never knew about was all in this school, and we all, like, just all the bad kids that got kicked out your school, we all together. Mm-hmm. So all we doing is talking to each other about how to be better criminals. See, right. I was on some fighting stuff. That was my thing. These boys show me, like, man, like, 4-4, them dudes was selling drugs, sixth grade. You know, I remember one of my partners from the north side, that boy, he's selling drugs in sixth grade. So they teach me other crafty criminal things.
Yeah.
So I'm learning how to be a better criminal.
And you probably wouldn't have learned a lot of those things.
I wouldn't
have. If you hadn't gotten sent to that centralized.
Yeah. So it's like you know how people say you go to jail and you become a better criminal?
Yeah.
So it was like they gave me their stories on how to do stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to do it better. And that's kind of how I morphed into this person in high school. I went to CEP 6th, 7th, 8th grade. Mr. Dean, hoe ass nigga. I was supposed to go to CEP. Nah, for real, I was supposed to go to CEP from December. I mean, from December to the end of May. That's what he told me and my mom. So I'm like, bet, 6th grade in, I'm going to start back 7th grade. Okay, I get back 7th grade. Like, hey, Mr. Dean, you know, we come back up there. Me and my mama, like, she trying to check me back in, bro. Like, do y'all got it in writing? I ain't say that. So now I go back to CEP, and because me and my mom was kind of, my mom kind of got into it with him. Not like on no super, my son, woo, woo, woo. She just was like, you know, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
He didn't accept me back into Dahlin at all. So I had to go to CEP until damn near the end of 7th grade.
Holy
so I ended up going
shit.
To home for like 2 years. Like, it was supposed to be 180 days total. Like, that's the max time you can be there. But I ended up doing more than that. Then I go to Welch. I do some shit there, steal off on somebody, get kicked out 8th grade, go back to CEP. So I went to CEP damn near my whole middle school. So all I was around was young criminals, bro. So I just learned how to be a young criminal.
So it really made you better, though. It just made this all in all, you became a better person by going through these steps.
Yeah, hell yeah.
When you got when you got to college, you was prepared for anything.
Yeah.
So what happened when you got to college? What happened?
Man, I got to college and I was doing my thing. I was doing good.
When somebody say they doing their thing, likely it's the wrong thing, man.
I was doing my thing like in a good way, bro. I was being positive. I had Mo as my roommate. Shout out Mo. We was doing things 18, 19 year old boys doing when we free from mama. We got our own dorm, so we out there. We, we going to class and we also messing with the girls. This was the big thing, just to mess with the girls. Then one day, by me bringing, I still have these criminal habits, I should say. I have these criminal habits. So I see
instincts.
Perfect word. I see the dudes across from me. I'm like, damn, both of them. No, one night we coming back to the room and then our neighbors across the hall, they door wide open.
Right.
Like they got flat screens in there. This one, flat screens was the thing. So we done moved up from end ashes to flat screens, right? So I'm like, man, they got flat screens. They got laptops. And nobody in there. The door just opened. So I'm like, we closed the door. I'm like, man, these boys don't be locking their door. So that's the first little criminal instinct that my criminal senses start tingling. Then one day, I'm like, man, I'm going to get them watch. I'm going to just get them. Then one day, we was sitting on the yard, bro. And Mo just, oh, there they go right there. We looked up and both of the roommates was walking by. I'm like, man, let's go see if they room door open. So this the middle of the day. We go check and see if they room door open. It was open. Fast forward, I caught a case.
Caught a case. Dang.
Yeah, man. But
I mean, so you caught a case, you went to
a burglary case.
And they had you in the newspaper?
Nah, that's not how I got in the newspaper. I actually caught another case.
That's the case I'm talking about, because that's the case.
That's the case that changed my life. Okay.
Because we can't, cause that's the case when we came down there. We came down there.
This is how that happened, right? So I'm on that case. I'm on bond for that case. I'm on bond for that case. And then, like, my refund, like, before anything happened with that case, like, they took. And then there was some more stuff happened, like the dorm TV got stole the end of freshman year. I don't know who
did it. But you still passing your class, though, at the same time. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Paid. You still passing the class. So you study all day then. And
just do some.
You put on that black hoodie at night.
Yeah, that was my life, bro. But so to get to the point about what you were saying with the other case, so I ended up just taking money out of my refund, like a couple $1,000, which left me with like $1,000 refund. Everybody around me getting $3,000-$4,000. So now they done took so much money out of mine. I got that's the case I went to jail for.
Right.
Yeah, the burglar case. So with like they came got me the next year. It's so much shit happened, I forget. They came got me the next year. That happened freshman year. We did that or whatever. Then the next year, sophomore year, I come back. Ain't nobody there. Mo gone. Everybody I was hanging with doing negative shit with gone. I'm the only one back. I done passed all my classes. You know, I'm like, I finally declared my major. I got my own dorm. You know, like it's going down. I invite these boys down for homecoming. I'm like, bro, just, you know, we just going down. When y'all get down here, I got the girls. I know what we doing. Woo, woo, woo. So I go to my room. I'm like, we communicate. They're like, we on our way. I go to my room. I'm like, bitch. Just call me when y'all get here. I go to my room. I go to sleep. I hear a knock on the door. I'm like, damn, these boys know where I stay.
Yeah.
So I'm wake up. I open the door. Officer like, Virtual and Mitchell. I'm like, yes, sir. He like, turn around. You're on the wrist. I'm like, what the fuck? I haven't done anything. I'm like, I haven't been doing anything. So, right. I'm like, bro, I've been like, this is like homecoming. Sophomore year. So this happened. The case that actually happened like the last week. A freshman year. So they waited all up until homecoming, the first day where the party's going, a Wednesday.
Wow.
I remember this. It was a couple of days after my 19th birthday. You know what I'm saying? So I remember this vividly. I think it was October 17th. They coming down. I get arrested. They coming down. I'm arrested.
He arrested. Let me tell you something. If you ever, where is it? Nacogdoches, right? Nacogdoches, Texas. If you ever pass through Nacogdoches, Texas,
be on your bitch.
Pass through. Don't stop. I don't care if you need to use a restroom. Don't stop, cause they. I'm talking about they jail cell. Yeah. It's about the size of this right here. Yeah. You ain't eating now, huh?
Hell no.
They ain't. They wasn't serving no food. It wasn't. They was like, nah, we ain't got no food here.
I wasn't trying.
Yeah. We.
Long story short, though, my wife. Now, she bailed me out. Yeah, we wasn't even talking then, bro. We actually had class together. Like, she sat in front of me a whole semester, bro.
I didn't say one word to her.
And a couple of our homegirls from Madison went there. We would be talking to them around each other.
She knew already. I hear that conversation. Like, that ain't going nowhere. I'm the motherfucking motherfucker
I'm saying, like, we talking to each other. Like,
you and your wife right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say. So she sat in front.
Yeah.
And used to talk to other girls.
No, I'm talking about they were just homegirls.
Oh.
They was her homegirls too.
Oh.
So like she'll be talking to them. Oh. Like one of them sit behind me on side of me. She'll be talking to them through me. I'll be talking to them through
right,
her.
Right.
Just the pettiest shit.
Yeah. Real petty.
But so y'all had no communication?
The whole semester, bro.
So she's the realest.
But then she came and got you out of jail.
I couldn't remember nobody's number, but my gal at the time, they had the same name, coincidentally. I called her. I was like, look here, man. She was in Houston. She was a year young. I'm like, no, she was in
Lamar.
Yeah, because
it was the second year.
Yeah, she was at Lamar. I'm like, say, man, I need some help. Ooh, I'm locked up. She was like, man, I don't know what. You want me to call your mama? I'm like, damn.
She's like, I'll call your mama, but I ain't coming all the way to Nacogdoches.
I called Boogie, and she did the damn thing, bro. She showed that was like the real first sign of real loyalty.
Yeah, bro. I ain't going to lie. God going to always show you.
Yeah.
Who is for you is up to your ass to listen. Yeah. And sometimes I don't listen at all. And I'm always fucked up with it.
That was crazy.
But so after she came and got you out of jail, like, how did you start feeling? Like, what was it like, okay, this is who I'm rocking with?
Oh. Yeah, nah, I was like, I'm going to pay you back. Like,
I'm going to pay you back. Like,
I'm still out here. Man, you know that, bro. Yeah. This was Hong Kong. We still went to thugging.
Yeah. Because we did.
We thugged it out. We just thugged it out.
And when we say, you know what I'm saying? When we say thug, we ain't talking about like I'm a gangbanger or something like that. Nah, was just like, we was having fun.
We had a lot of fun.
But from now, so you end up getting kicked out from...
Nah, I end up getting kicked out the next semester.
Because of all this shit building up, though,
yeah,
right?
Because of that. And then, like I was saying, they took the money out of my refund. Then they kicked me off campus.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't find out I was kicked out. Like, they had sent the shit to my P.O. box. Yeah. Like, we all had P.O. boxes back then. I had a meeting with the dean that I knew nothing about. And then by the time, you know, the next semester, I'm coming back to school, like, leading up to coming back to school. No, I'm at the school, and I don't have a dorm assignment.
Right.
Damn.
I'm like, what the fuck? You know, so I'm calling, they like, yeah, you had a meeting with the dean. So now, this is like a week before school. Yeah. I got to go meet with them. I go down there. I had a car by then. We go down there. We talking to them, they're like, yeah, you kicked off campus. I'm kicked off campus. So now that I'm kicked off campus because I caught a certain level of crime, now I'm scrambling. It's the week before school, like 3-4 days before school. I got to find somewhere to stay. So I find an apartment. And okay, I'm like, boom. My mom like, just use your refund to pay your rent up. I get my refund. They took out a couple $1,000.
Of course. That's just like coming home.
Because of the case. You know, I'm like, what the fuck?
They just like coming home to your girl in our house, and she got your clothes at the front door. She didn't change the locks. You got to be to work in like 30 minutes, though.
Man, bro.
That led to me
bringing some Houston skills to the net.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was going to ask you. How did that... First off, how did that make you feel, though?
That made me feel like, damn, these people just threw me. They kicked me off campus. But, like, damn, they took money out of my refund, like, without me being convicted of a crime.
Right, right.
I still had to go to court. You know, I still had to do, like, the stuff that they was trying to charged me with, it wasn't like a slam dunk case. Like, right. I got caught in the midst of the crime or no shit like that. Right. It's just they assumed it was me, and then they still penalized me for it. So when they took my refund, and I gotta pay for this house I gotta live in for this next year, because I gotta sign a year lease, because I got in that motherfucker late, and they gotta make special arrangements for me. It made me feel like, damn, I gotta scrim. I gotta make some money.
Yeah.
So I did what I knew. I started selling weed. This was when the dro was $20. I'm selling dro. And then spring break, they end up setting up a big old sting.
Damn. Mm.
After spring break, I guess they took the whole spring break to set this thing up. And we come back, I get arrested with like 20-some other people. But me, I had a feeling it was a sting, because it was somebody who somebody sent to me. Type stuff. So I did that, and then, you know, I hit him. I sell him a 3.5. I'm showing him love. Feel me? I got 50. Fuck it, I got you. It gotta get gone, right? So I'm showing him love, and some just told me look. And when I looked, everything was in slow motion. I seen the police jumping out of cars. I took out running. I was almost off campus. Then a big ass white boy on the baseball team tackled the shit out of me.
A civilian just helped?
Yes, a civilian. Yes,
fuck
civilian.
That.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you,
I make the news.
They gonna always help. Us black people are the only one ain't gonna help the police.
I mind my own business.
Yeah, yeah, we mind our own. We gonna help you hide.
Hey, bro, run that way.
You running from the police in a black neighborhood, it's gonna be somebody that's directing your ass. Look, go left. Yeah. Stay over here.
He might not let you in the house, but he's gonna
he might not let you in the house. You ain't coming to my house. Nah, but see, you can go left because they right there. You know what I'm saying? But damn, so now you kicked out at this point.
Yeah.
You kicked out at this point. You come back to Houston. You like,
well, I got kicked out in they let me finish
the semester. So, but you end up transferring?
I end up transferring to which end up being the best thing happened to me.
So you never got kicked out?
Yeah, hell yeah. I got kicked out. I couldn't come back.
You couldn't come back on campus?
I couldn't come back to the school. I was suspended for 4 years.
God damn. They
told me I could come back in 4 years.
And it's going online?
Yeah,
they thought you was going to sit for 4 years.
Then come back
and say, you know what?
But that was the plan, though.
That was the plan.
That was the plan.
Delay your process.
Yeah, that was the plan. But did they know I was going to find my passion in the midst of that.
Well, you got to look at it both ways, though. You did what you had to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the message on that is, don't be out here doing no dumb shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, be patient. The money going to come.
You know what's crazy, bro? I needed $500 for rent. My bun ended up being $5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah, but you know, the 10% was
$500. Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
And I was like, how am I going to get that? And
that's crazy. You
know, I ended up, baby again, her and my mama ended up giving me the money to bun that. So it was like, damn, all I had to do was ask them.
Nah, wait. The audience gonna think, like, damn, what was Jeff? Jeff couldn't help out? Yeah, Jeff ain't had no money. I was broke than the motherfucker. Because we came down there damn near on E. Because I had a little Grand Prix at the time. Yeah. I was paying a little car note. That shit was killing me. I quit my job, huh? Did I quit?
I think it was before your job.
Yeah, this was before. I worked at Target.
Y'all came down there in that aluminum.
I worked at Target.
That's the aluminum.
Nah, we cranked the Grand Prix. It was the Grand Prix.
With the four pipe.
If it ain't no, I don't want it. But now, so you come back to Houston.
Yeah.
This the time where you like, you know what? I'm finna get my shit.
I come back to Houston. I was supposed to go to TDC, bro, for the crimes that I was charged with. You know, like, cause I know people who got charged and did less things than I've did, and actually went did some real TDC time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I was just blessed, bro, cause they really didn't have no evidence.
Right.
But I ended up I was back in Houston, bro, and I was coming to court twice a month, bro, for felony court and misdemeanor court. I was doing this for like a year, and I just got tired of the shit.
Yeah.
So I just took a plea. I ended up taking deferred. And 5 years deferred. They tried to give me 5 years of probation. They were like, I would have a conviction. I was like, nah, I don't want no conviction.
Right.
You know, my mama laugh about this all the time. Like, I told him, like, nah, I can't have a conviction for moving forward in life type shit.
And look,
like, how you going to tell them people that? I'm like, shit.
Listen. Mama going to be there. Mama going to give you the real.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. When I caught my little... Robbery case in high school. I'ma tell you, I wasn't supposed to be in the position I was in. I joined a little gang. I was in two gangs. I was gang hopping at this time. Labo Marv and Lil Marv. I was gang hopping. And I just thought about that. I'm gang hopping.
Let's jump them.
One day after school, the Lil Marv clique decided to get up. Click up, and we was just jumping people around the school.
Do the shit that I was doing
four
years ago.
Yeah. We was behind, so we jumping people out there. And we jumped like five people, and out of them five people, I got one lick in. One lick. That one lick damn near put me in jail for 2 years. I'm talking about the next day I come to school. I'm in English class. Miss Pickens. I mean, I'm talking about, this is the coolest class I got at the time. That's 11th grade.
Okay,
that's 11th grade. Yeah, Miss Griffin told me I had a nice smile. I'll never forget that shit.
Hey,
Miss Griffin.
If you watch
her. She probably like 50, 60 now.
I mean, she probably still
look
good.
She look like the woman off the Cosby.
Alicia Rashad.
Yeah, she from 9. She went to X2. So, I'm in Miss Pickens' class. Talking about the coolest class I got. I'm chilling. I remember I had a Dirk Nowitzki jersey on. Yeah, she had a big booty. Dirk Nowitzki jersey on with no undershirt. Now I had a muscle shirt on with some gray sweats and some Forces on. I'm in there chilling. My little muscle shirt. I'm going to the gym.
Yeah,
in a gang.
That's you got big.
I'm cool than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sitting in there, man. Two officers came in there, took me out in handcuffs. And I was like, bro, how do I get in this position? I get to the office, they talking about, you robbed somebody for their PSP. You hit them, they got me on camera. Like they showed me the picture. It wasn't even a picture of me hitting nobody. Yeah. They just showed me a picture on the wall, talking to a female after school. Like I'm in the mid conversation, talking about, I got my own car, I'm lying like a motherfucker. But they had a picture of me like that.
Knowing that you was still on campus at the time.
Right, probably so. I don't know, but my mom, we went to court for like 7 months straight for that. And I had a court appointed lawyer, but my mama was really my goddamn lawyer.
Yeah.
I'm talking about everything they thought, no. He ain't doing that, no. How he do that, woo, 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 woo. My mama ain't got no goddamn school experience. She dropped out of elementary. I'm talking about, how the hell? I'm looking at my mama like, damn, you know all this shit.
She riding for her baby,
bro, I'm telling you, they gonna ride, bro. They gonna ride, bro. End up getting dismissed. And because I went to jail from the school, and I was in jail for like 5 hours, bro. I was looking out the window 5 hours straight, like, damn, where you at, mama? Please come get me, mama. Soon as I walk in the jail, this is kid jail, this juvenile. Soon as I walk in there, motherfucker, then they was like, we got fresh meat. We got fresh meat. We got fresh meat. We got. I was like, oh, this is real. No, mama. I was praying to God that, because you know they go to break in jail. When you go to break, everybody come out their cell.
Yeah.
Cells, and you just go. I was praying to God that, mom, please let my mama come get me. Because I knew she was on the way. Just don't let these cells open before my mama get here. I beat it. I got out of there. As soon as I hit the ground and I was free, I think I heard the gates open up. Like, that's time. I was happy in the motherfucker.
Bro, you know what's crazy? One time I was in a juvenile little jail cell waiting to get picked up. And I was in there with these essays. They was in that hole. I was in there by myself, bro. And then they come in there like the last 2 hours. And then, nigga, I went to CP. Like 2 years later, one of them ended up coming to CP. I was like, hey, bro, you look for me. I was like, we talked about our whole experience in the jail. Like, yeah, you was laying down on the couch. Y'all had beat a nigga up. Like, yeah, that was me. Man, that was crazy. That was just a side boy. Like, damn, I met you back in the day.
Two
years ago in jail.
So you get the TSU.
Yeah.
You done learned all this. You learned what not to do. Because when you
I'm still learning. At that time, it was like, they... like really, they really just told me like, all right, bro, you catch another case, like you going to TDC, like I'm on 5 years deferred, like I'm gonna mess that up.
But we still young though, so yeah, we still having fun. Yeah, we still having fun. But I know when I was seeing you at TSU, you changed.
Hell yeah,
you was on some other.
Everything just came together. Like, all right, I ain't got no more strikes, bro. With like not going to jail either. I'm gonna go to some type of jail, TDC, state jail, something. Like next time I go. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not gonna just be the county jail.
It's gonna be big. I'm gonna go sit down for at least a year. We talked about a lot of stuff, huh? We was trying to do, trying to get some money, huh?
Yeah.
We was finna plot on robbing a big shoe store.
We was about to do a shoe store.
And we been in plotting. We went out at night. We measured the door, man, we was measuring everything, bro. We was in the back. We was like, bro, okay. This the dough. We went to the store during the day and we kind of lined everything up. Okay, this where you need to kick the dough in at. We were talking about tractors and shit. We ain't have no access to no damn tractor. We're gonna get a tractor. This was doing the storm. This was during Hurricane Rita.
So then this was gonna be the night that they shut down the city, right?
Yeah.
So anybody know, like, you catch a case like that,
you're going down.
I ain't know that.
But we,
you knew that?
No.
Like that.
Oh. No, I know now.
I'm gonna say you ain't
why,
tell
you
me.
Know why I
would've
know
said
now?
Quit. Let's
you know
quit the game.
Because that's when Big Mike and them, everybody, like, they almost got called in, and people we know went to jail during that time. And got ignorance of the law.
We ain't know that.
Y'all didn't end up going through with that.
Nah.
Hell no. Nah.
Because we would have got caught.
Hell no. Nah. I would have snitched too.
Caught. Nah, we would have got caught. We would have got caught in the act of the crime.
Yeah, we'd have
got
her.
We would have got caught in the act of the crime. But what's so crazy about that, I seen on the news that they did that to activate the lead on Cullen though. Same thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was like, damn, we should.
Somebody took our idea.
Somebody took our idea.
But I wasn't risking it no more.
So you at TSU, you get into filming, radio, television.
That's when we start filming.
Yeah, though,
but
right?
What's so crazy? I got into radio, television, film at TSU just on happenstance, bro. Like I told you at SFA, I declared my major. I declared to communication.
Yeah.
Only reason I declared communications because I wouldn't have to take no more math class.
I was like,
which major I could have with no more math class. I didn't know what. It wasn't even an entertainment because Lil T was at TSU, at SFA then, and he was doing like radio, television, film.
Right.
And I didn't even know about that, you know. But when I came to TSU and it was a communications, they sent me right to radio, television, film.
Right.
Just on some, okay, this must be what he was doing.
Right, right.
When I got there, you know, I did that class at Madison, junior year, the editing class, the filming class. And I just ended up being in it, bro. And I ended up falling in love with the shit. And what's so crazy, I ended up taking it serious because I was in a rap group,
yeah.
New Jack Rebels, right? It was like 5-6 of us.
Yeah.
And we all was rappers. And I felt like all of them was doper than me. So I was like, shit, what can I add value to the click with? Video.
Yeah.
This was like 7 years ago,
yeah.
Right? When nobody had video. This when Mike Ortiz was just coming up. Like, yeah. When Boomtown them was still like...
What?
Hot, not young nigga, but the hot... This like 2000 and...
You had to have studio
2012,
money.
2012, right?
Damn,
this was a minute ago.
It was a minute. That's 2012, 2013.
Yeah, about 2000. No, later than 2012.
So you getting in radio and film 2012. Go ahead.
I got into this shit to film music videos for my group. Ask me how many music videos we shot.
Zero.
We shot two.
Two?
Two.
I ain't never seen them.
Yes, you did. I had to force these niggas to shoot them too.
But by this time I had already invested into gear and started falling in love.
And me and Jeff was already doing our thing.
No. So that's what I was finna get at. So when you getting into the radio and television program.
Yeah.
This around the time I'm jumping from job to job. Yeah. I'm quitting every job in sight.
That's when he quit Oak Farm, we had a ride to work.
No. So before that though, I was at the hospital.
Yeah.
That's the job I should have kept. I'm talking about I get to come to work
and
fresh.
Work hard,
fresh cologne. I'm getting it's a good pay. I can flirt with women. I'm transporting patients everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I did the food delivery and stuff like that.
You quit there.
So this is why I quit though. I'm gonna tell you why I quit. I quit because I had my daughter that year. And me not knowing that a constant paycheck
is a good thing with a kid.
It's better than trying to go to
blessed and grateful. My bad. That's my affirmation. Come on, let's say it together, bro. We are truly blessed and grateful.
We are truly blessed and grateful.
Yes, sir.
That's it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, bet. Boom. So I have my daughter. I'm about to have a baby. Yeah. 2012, I'm finna have a baby. Yeah. So I'm like, man, I gotta boss up. I gotta go, man, I can't do no hospital job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So my dumb ass. Man, I go apply at a warehouse job called Grocery Supply. Man, bro. When I say that job was hard as hell.
What made you go to Grocery Supply? How much more they was getting paid?
So I went from getting paid, I think, $8.75, okay, which was cool for my age.
Right.
To
circumstances and
my circumstances and everything.
To
$13.75.
Okay. But it was
a catch to it. You gotta work hard to get that, which I was capable of doing. I did it a lot.
Yeah.
But I used to come home tired as hell. And eventually, knowing me, I can't do that for long. Yeah. I quit again.
Of course.
Then I went to another job. Quit again.
Nah, we not gonna skip over this quit, right? Hold on.
Which quit?
Oak Farm.
So, nah, I think that was before. That was after.
Yeah, that's when you had the Grand Prix and all.
Nah, that was before.
Okay, damn, but we still gotta tell them about this.
So I worked at Oak Farm. I worked at a milk company.
How much you was getting paid?
I was getting paid $10 an hour.
Okay, let's just say he getting paid.
All right,
paid
I'm gonna tell 10. It. Let me tell it.
He getting paid $10 an hour, right? At Oak Farm. Got somebody, the guy who worked there too.
Shout out, what's my dog name? He funny in a motherfucker.
He was big boy.
Shit, I forgot his name, man.
But so he's scooping him up on the way to work, dropping him off on his way home. He got to ride past his house to get to the job.
Yeah.
And ride past his house to get back home. So he dropping Jeff off, picking him up. Jeff decides he's going to quit the $10 an hour job where he got to ride every day. For a $12 an hour job.
I think it was like 16. Instead of about 16.
That's in Katy.
That's in Katy though. It's like an hour away. I don't got no car though.
Hour away.
So you know what I was doing? I was using my cousin's car.
Yeah.
I was using my cousin's car, but he got tired of that shit. He was like, nigga, I need my car back. Yeah. So, you know, I end up messing that up. I end up with no job.
That was the crazy.
But job. This is how we start linking up. So who else was touching you? It was you. Who else? A couple more people. And like, man, bro, comedy hot right now. You need to go hop on board.
My brother told you too.
Yeah, your brother. So, man,
is everybody around you just like, nigga, you need to go and start
doing the comedy? So me, I wasn't even thinking. I promise you, if nobody told me to go do comedy, I wasn't gonna do comedy. I was not. I grew up on all that comedy. But at the same time, I'm too shy. I thought I was too shy. I ain't know I wasn't shy, but I ain't really had no confidence to just.
Public speaking is the number one
fear. That's terrified me. I can talk to you all day. But as far as public speaking, nah, bro. So you remember, what's that club name?
Improv?
It's in Midtown.
What's it called? Traffic.
Ruggish. We used to perform there.
Yeah.
So he's like, man, do it, bro. Instagram finna start popping.
Yeah.
I couldn't do Vine because I ain't have an updated phone.
That's
because I had quit the job. I ain't had no money.
That was just to put y'all in the time frame. That's when Kieran was brand new, like on the scene.
He ain't pop yet.
He was
around
starting the bubble.
He wasn't bubbling yet.
He was bubbling on Vine.
On Vine? No, he wasn't on Vine. He was cool on Vine. DC was popping on Vine. Oh, wow. I remember this. I remember everybody that was popping. Because I used to watch. I'm still a fan of all of them, but yeah. I used to be the real fan, though. Like, but this, man, he's funny.
But this is before. Like, I say, like, to me, Kieran was like the first big Instagram.
Yeah, he was, for sure.
But this was before that.
So they telling me, man, you need to do that. So you know what I do? I sign up. You know, remember, the Ruggies had to sign up through the email.
Yeah.
I sign up through the email, and it had to be like a week.
This was before Instagram shit.
So I was stand up first. It was a, like, 7-day time period. I signed up on that.
Signed up like Wednesday.
I signed up for like a Sunday night. Yeah. No, a Monday. I signed up on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
A Tuesday evening or a Tuesday day or something, I don't know. And did they email you back? I was like, nah, bro, I ain't get no email the whole time. I'm not checking my email. So that Monday come. And I was like, man, let me stop being a sucker, bro.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take you back. I really started, I'm gonna tell you why I signed up for the email and the email. Cause Dr. Pepper fired me. I was working at Dr. Pepper at the time. I stayed 5 minutes away from Dr.
Pepper. So many jobs.
I stayed 5 minutes from Dr. Pepper and I was late every day.
Yeah, they used
to. And they gave me like 20 chances to, like, don't be late, bro. Like, you good, bro. We love you up here, bro. You work hard. Don't be late. I'm late. So they end up firing me. So I signed up for the email, And here we go. Somebody asked me. I don't know who it was. Somebody asked me. Hey, I think it was like Daryl or Matthew or somebody like that. They was like, hey, did they email you back? I was like, man, let me stop being a hoe ass, trick ass. You know what I'm saying? Let me stop being a punk, man. I looked at the email. I was number 3 on the list. I was like, oh, I gotta really go up there. Because I can't back up. I can't back out now. I can not tell nobody that I'm on the list and be like, man, they ain't put me on the list. Yeah. But I was like, man, let me tell everybody I'm on the list, man. I go up there, bro. Like, I did horrible, bro. It wasn't even that I wasn't funny. It was just like I ain't know how to do stand-up. But when I got off that stage, I was like, ooh, them lights on me. Yeah. And I get to control. I was like, yeah, this was up right now. Now we both doing something we love now.
Yeah.
Radio, filming, right. And I'm doing this thing. I'm like, okay, let me pursue this now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no job, but I got a love for something now. Now we come together. We start doing the YouTubes. Man. We start like how was that?
That was like some of my. I wish I had these skills when I had that flame back then. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
You still got the flame?
Nah, I'm saying back then it was like
that, man, flame was lit.
It was lit.
We had no choice.
Like, this was what we was doing like every day. It was like, man, let's do this shit. I was working at UPS and we was doing this, like, it was going down. So I just say that because back then it was so much wider. It was wider.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't as clouded. Yeah. In the you know, with people doing so much, everybody doing it. Right. But what's so crazy, like, man, you remember our first 1,000 view video on YouTube, bro? We was getting people to leave Instagram, go to YouTube and watch our skits. You remember?
We used to get 1,000 views on YouTube video when we first started.
But I'm saying the first one was Bobby Brown. Like, bro, everybody loved it. That's when the dancing started. That was the first one.
I'm saying
the first real dancing video.
Yeah,
like,
that
bro,
was the first. That was what year was
shout
that?
Shout out to Corindlin. She was in.
Corindlin. Shout out Corindlin. What year was that?
I don't know.
That?
I gotta look. I could look on my YouTube right now.
That was
the first year we started shit.
2013.
That was the first year.
That's
we
when
started.
I first started dancing. My first video was a dance video.
Damn.
So I always been dancing. Like, that ain't. But that's when I feel like, see, I'm bringing it back around to now we together all the time and we doing something we love.
Yeah.
Now we focus together. Yeah. That's when shit started changing. And you graduated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Equipment started getting better.
What year you said it was?
2013.
Yeah, because I graduated in 14.
Yeah,
I graduated 12, 13, now, 14.
Yeah, then
so it was like 2012 because I went to TSU for 2 years.
I didn't start in 2000. I know I didn't get on stage in 2012. It was 2013 because I didn't get on stage until 2013. We didn't make that first video until after I got on stage.
Okay. Now I'm just saying, okay, I'm just thinking about the timeline like that.
Yeah, so now that we both doing something we love.
Yeah.
And like, now it's like, damn. We didn't came from all the way the back of the line. Yeah. I feel like we when I say back of the line is that we were lost.
Yeah, like we lost. Man, really the like you noticed like, okay, you remember when it was like, man, I gotta get my social media following up.
Yeah.
That's when you was trying to get 1,000 followers. So that's when you started doing the 1 minute skits and 30 seconds.
Oh yeah.
And then what's so crazy, we seen the whole you grew your followers, but we seen the whole game flip. Everybody started doing what we was doing at first. They was doing the 4, 5, 10 minute sketches.
Yeah.
Now he doing the 1 minute sketches on his own because it was like we had the conversation. He said, I don't know. Said it just got done, but it was like, man, you gotta start doing it on your own because don't let me hinder you at all. You know,
because he had the camera. And yeah, I was like, okay, he had to work too. So it's like, damn, I can't wait on him all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, bro, I'm finna get my phone and
start doing
that's
it.
When my following started growing. Yeah. We had a growing following on YouTube, but then when I picked up that phone, that's when I started not saying I was good at Instagram. I'm just saying that's when I started rolling. I was like,
that's
all right,
you already learned about doing.
Yeah, I started rolling, but
for the Instagram, you start getting your groove for Instagram. We fell out of our groove for YouTube. Coincidentally.
Nah, no, we ain't. So, but now you graduated. What I mean? You changed your whole life. Basketball.
Partially.
Degree.
Not whole now, life. I stopped doing criminal shit.
Yeah, you cut out the negativity.
All of it. I was still on smoke. I stopped doing criminal shit. I mean, I stopped doing the shit that gonna get you sent to jail.
Yeah, so basically what I'm saying is your whole life experience led you to this point, finding what the hell you really want
to,
you know what I'm saying, and bringing us together.
We all had to go through all that, but losing them jobs. That's what I'm saying.
So we both going through the same thing, just different.
Yeah.
Not the same thing, but the same route. We was going through this
pathway,
and then we end up, boom.
Yeah.
And then that's how we started. So I started off mocking you.
Yeah.
In high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you went your way, then I went my way.
I mean, but then we were still vibing, rocking together.
Yeah, we still rocking.
Every day in high school till y'all niggas left.
But yeah, but I'm saying we had different paths.
Different paths.
We was going through the same energy though.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
The same energy.
Yeah.
And then we you know what I mean? Now we at this point where you married. You know, you got
nigga
you
wait to start popping when I get married. That's another.
I ain't popping yet.
Nah, you popping.
I got a little buzz.
I'm saying he wait to get whatever.
So
I lock it down, he take over the time. That's
you,
how
you,
niggas
you're
do.
You're vegan
bro.
Now.
Yeah.
How long you been vegan?
I've been vegan. It's been a process, bro, for about 6 years. I want to say. I haven't been vegan for 6 years, but it's been a 6-year process. I can't say exactly how long I've been vegan. It was before the whole vegan trend, you know. It was before that. But the thing, it was like when What the Health came out, like when that
the
first
McDonald's.
Came out.
Yeah.
That's not the McDonald's thing. It was like around then I was already transitioning. Like, bro, I ate my first salad. Me and my wife. We had an apartment together.
Yeah.
Like, I was in my 20s when I ate my first salad, bro.
Damn.
Like, so, for me to be vegan, like, my family be like...
My family
be like, bro, you vegan? Like, you was Pizza Hut chicken tenders
every day. I don't remember eating salad in high school.
My brother used to eat salads all the time,
bro. I'm lying. It was at one point, well, we ain't had no meat in the house. Oh, that was because we were down like that. Like, we were poor like that.
I was forced.
I'm talking about, you can confirm this story on it, from anybody that grew up with me. It was one point we had only lettuce, goddamn. We had all the sides. String beans, cornbread, corn. We had all the sides, bro. Like, my partners, they talk about this to this day. Like, they used to come in the crib because we stayed with my auntie. Yeah, they used to come in the crib, and we used to be sitting at the table, me and my brother and sister. And we used to have all the sides on the table. They like, damn, what a meat. They used to be laughing like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna ever forget that. But now, bro, we at what we at right now by going through what we.
But it, now we gotta, like, we went through that. But I'm saying, like, we can't skip over Trump and Jones.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to that. I'm gonna get to it. That's what I'm leading into.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I try to learn this shit. You know what I'm saying? I try to be a good host. Nigga.
Nah, for sure.
So man, we go through all that. We start doing the YouTube, whoop, all that, you know, and then we come up with I get to popping a little bit on Instagram. Yeah. I come up with characters and stuff like that. You know, I'm just thinking back from high school now to, now I'm about to do a movie. I got a movie.
Yeah.
And you about to film it.
Yeah. That was
like,
dope.
How did that make you feel though? Like, what was you going?
I didn't. It ain't hit me, bro. Until you started crying at the premiere. And shit,
man, I ain't cried, bro. Goddamn, I ain't surprised.
That's when it hit me though at the premiere. Though
chill
it was out, like, bro. You know, the whole time it was just like, shit, we was just doing. I remember you were saying like, man, we could have it in at the theater. I was like, shit, that's a bad. You know, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a good thing. I'm just like, shit, we rocking out, bro. If we could get it in the theaters, we gonna get it in the theater. Then we end up getting that bitch in the theater. So it was like, damn, we having a premiere. Motherfuckers really buying tickets. Like, really buying tickets to see. You know, this was around the time I had my son, my first child. So in the midst of the movie getting edited, I have a son.
Yeah.
Like, in the midst of us finishing up.
Shout out to Q Guyton. He edited the movie.
Shout out to
the media block.
Ain't nobody fresher.
Nah. So we shoot the movie. We had our premiere.
Man, we ain't had no script. All we had.
Now we had the script. I wrote the script. Bro, we just didn't go by the script.
All we had.
Here you go now.
We had was your sketch. That was our script. We had an outline.
Oh yeah, it wasn't. I ain't gonna say I wrote it.
Yeah, we had an outline.
You know,
I'm just
detail,
saying, like,
but I know where we was going with it.
Yeah, I mean, like we basically based the script off of yo, Instagram sketch.
Right.
We tied them all together, tied the characters together, you know.
Gave them all their own little story.
And made it all make sense. And then we created a fucking movie, bro. And it was dope. Like, we had, like, bro had, he got people like D-Hop to come out to the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit.
Red Grant came.
Can't forget that. He came and chilled and
had
kicked
a pimp
it,
come.
Bro.
He
yeah,
brought, like, 4-0.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, like for our first movie, bro, I'm not, you know.
4 females, don't you?
It was dope, though, bro.
There's a lot of movies that didn't get pimps.
We had, we went down the Sprinter, you know.
Yeah,
we had the whole Hollywood Perks, bro.
Yeah.
We were fresher than a motherfucker.
The city showed me love, bro.
Shout
out to Houston, Texas.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? They showed me some love, bro.
It was dope, bro, to see all that, you know, to see, like, where we come from. Like a lot of people, I remember, bro, trying to get, I ain't throwing nobody under the bus or nothing, but I remember, bro, trying to get other comedians in skits. Couldn't get nobody to pull up. You know what
I'm saying?
But
I put all the comedians in the movie.
No, I'm just saying, though, couldn't get nobody to pull up in the skits when it was the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I remember us trying to get it together and to see that, and that's just the first, like, big milestone. You get what I'm saying? Like, that when we look back on that, that's going to be like, damn, remember that little shit?
I sold out a couple comedy shows. Like
But no, I'm just saying, like, a movie, bro.
We did the comedy shows first, though.
But a movie, bro, that's a little
different,
bro.
A little different. Like, I don't put too much respect on it.
That's
I be downplaying the movie
bro.
Side.
That's different,
I be
bro.
Downplaying
and
the movie
and
side.
And to sell it out. Like,
yeah,
we sold out U of H Theater, bro. Like, we sold it out. For sure, the first showing of the motherfucker was sold out. You remember what happened, bro?
What? Oh, yeah, I remember.
Man, it was... And
yeah,
how you feel
having
about that?
I was mad, but I mean, I knew it wasn't on purpose.
No,
I was mad at the fact, like, damn, this happening.
What happened?
The master movie, the DVD that we were supposed to play, it wasn't played. I mean, it wasn't even the masters.
We had technical difficulties. Mm. But like an hour before the show.
Ooh.
Like 20 minutes before the show.
Oh.
15 minutes before
the show. It's like
5 minutes before the show.
3 minutes
before the
show. That motherfucker finna play.
30 seconds before the show, we finally get it right. It was good.
And it went smooth though, but it was just like, damn, bro, we got all these people here. Then we got a second showing the same day. Yeah. And we gotta figure this shit out. But
we got through it though.
I say it that because that was a testament of how our lives been, bro. Even though we went through different things, it was like, okay, we had the motivation to do this. We grind. Okay, then boom, okay, we here, we doing it. I'm like, what the fuck?
And it's still some bullshit. God, I didn't do it. I didn't walk the straight line, God.
And then it's like, boom.
Come on, man.
But then it's like, here you go. Don't worry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And everything played out.
Damn.
Like, man, but that was one of the best experiences I had so far in, like, my filming career. Because I was able to, him and my brother was the only two people in my wedding, bro. You know what I'm saying? Both of them was my, like, co-best man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So to do something with my nigga, like, this is my longest friend. Well, I have other, but, like, as far as consistently all the time, like, on the same frequency, mind frame, this is my closest friend, bro. So it's like, shit. To do that with my nigga and to be able to have celebrities in my mama was there. His mama was there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that meant a lot, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? For my auntie and them knew about the RIP, my nanny, bro. My auntie and them knew about the movie. My daddy in Louisiana got sent the movie to him, you know. So that was something dope, bro, that we was able to do. And to be able to do it with my partner, you know what I'm saying? It couldn't get no better than that until we do this bad motherfucker that sell out 100 million. Or, you know, the new way, we ain't going to be in theaters. We going to be, you know, the Netflix.
It's still in theaters.
It's going to be streaming.
Yeah.
That's how your numbers going to come in. The pandemic done showed us.
Yeah. Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Disney Plus.
It done showed us it's switching. It ain't just too much theaters no more.
So where you at now? Like, what's the future?
Man,
like?
You know, I had to rebrand. I'm virtual and visual right now, bro. I'm putting a lot into filming product videos, commercials, music videos, and weddings. But I'm looking to do more movies, bro. But you know, I still have to.
How much you gonna charge me to do part two?
See, this part two though. See, we done got way live. Oh, but I remember a bro was asking, Radu was asking, like, what's some stuff that we learned from doing that. What I learned is you had to be organized, bro. Not even just on the set like that, but I'm saying from my perspective, even like with storing footage, like to be able to store like days, what day is this, what scene is this, you know, and then how to edit. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's not how you edit just something, a music video, bro. You have to be organized.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that I learned. And then I learned a lot about lighting doing that. The most I learned was audio. I learned that audio is a big ass part of the movie, bro. We did all that with some live mics. Movie with live mics.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of messed up the audio a little bit, but it didn't mess it
but
up.
But it did the job.
It did the job. You know,
we got the job done.
Yes. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I just had to. It's kind of funny how this just worked out, but I'm glad it's the first episode.
Yeah, nah, that's dope.
A cool first episode.
Yeah, man. This is how we started.
Like,
he the first person to ever record me on the screen. You know what I'm saying? And really bring it, you know what I mean? So,
my nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
It came down. You know what it is, man.
Yeah,
just
man.
Stop touching me, nigga.
Bro, I gave you a handshake, bro. What you talking about?
Nah, exactly.
Yeah,
he the one started that shit. Don't tell you.
Hey, remember outside the club when I was a little swole and you tried to punch me.
And I was.
Then you know what I mean?
Did you?
No.
This one's dead. That one's dead.
How long has it been dead?
Don't know.
This one only had 43 minutes.
We don't know.
I don't know how long this one. But the audio's still rough. We should cut that off soon because
Let's just cut it. Hey, man. First episode. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, podcast. Featuring my boy Virtual and Visuals. Hey, I appreciate y'all tuning in. Shout out my boy Radu. Getting this thing together. Hey, we at? I don't even know how to stop it. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Don't get him on.